AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Hundreds of police and federal agents continue to search the woods of upstate New York looking for escaped prison inmate David Sweat. Franklin County Sheriff Kevin Mulverhill says Sweat has the option to surrender.
That'll be his choice. You know, the same as it was Matt's. If he is willing to surrender to law enforcement, then we'll place him in handcuffs and we'll bring him back into custody. If he chooses to resist or chooses not to comply, then the results are his.
Fellow escapee Richard Matt was shot and killed in a confrontation with law officers on Friday. They both escaped more than 3 weeks ago. 17-year-old boy was airlifted to a Norfolk, Virginia hospital after being attacked by a shark in the waters off North Carolina's Outer Banks. AP Skip Foreman has more.
There was no immediate indication as to how far he was offshore, although some media outlets are reporting that he was no more than in 3 feet of water when the attack occurred. We also know that he was swimming with friends at the time of the attack, but none of the friends was hurt.
On Friday, a North Carolina man was bitten on his back and his leg. Another man also attacked by a shark near Hilton Head, South Carolina, both treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Federal and state investigators looking into a fire Friday that destroyed a predominantly black church in South Carolina. Investigators say the deliberately set fires have caused damage to predominantly black churches in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Macon, Georgia. In Charleston, funerals were held for Cynthia Hurd, Twanza Sanders, and Susie Jackson, three of the nine Emmanuel AME shooting victims, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
I've struggled through all of these funerals because this happened on my watch. And what I can tell you is we will make this right. We will make this right. They will not have died in vain.
Later today, a funeral will be held for DePayne Middleton Doctor at Emmanuel AME. This is AP Radio News. Frightening moments at a gay pride event last night at the San Francisco Civic Center. In that online tape video, you can hear four shots being fired, sending a crowd running. Police say an argument between several young men turned violent, someone pulling a gun and opening fire. A 64-year-old bystander was wounded in the arm. Police Officer Carlos Manfredi says the argument had nothing to do with the event.
This is one of those incidences where it was kind of unprovoked and it kind of happened out of the blue, but again, not related to the pride event.
The shooting victim is hospitalized in stable condition. More than 500 people have been hurt, eight of them in critical condition, after a theatrical powder used in a music show somehow exploded when it had been thrown into the crowd of spectators at a Taiwan water park. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.